League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We are 50 hours away, 52 hours away from baseball in this city. Playoff baseball. In this city, I am so 53 hours away. I am so pumped. I mean, the intensity of every pitch. Verlander and Kluber under over runs in that game.
Well, I mean, you want the Vegas total or what I think is going to happen?
What you think is going to happen?
You know, I'd still make it seven.
No.
That's too high.
Too high.
I mean, the over-under would be like a 6.5.
My guess is
Vegas will make it 7.5.
Is this a 2-1 game?
Very good chance. You know, Justin Verlander has not been overused from an inning standpoint.
No.
So I could see him getting on a little bit of a roll. And
what a horse he's been.
See them going crazy with his innings, though, because unlike last year, you do have a couple dudes in I think Osuna and maybe especially Presley that you trust. So I don't think they'll go over the top with him, especially early in the playoffs. That 105, 108 pitches probably shut it down after that.
Yeah, and you can count on this bullpen more now.
Yeah.
You don't want
to wear him down early in the play. I mean, of course, if you don't get past innings, there is no other playoffs, but yeah, I think.
Well, he's got to be ready for Game 5.
What is the over under? It's an American League game. It probably should be 6.5. I mean, that's low, but that's playoff baseball.
Yeah,
you see it in the National League all the time.
Well, it's Kluber Verlander.
Yeah, it's Kluber Verlander. I'd be shocked if it's more, but it wouldn't. You know, 4-3 could happen too.
Yeah, no. And don't forget, last year, Verlander sale was a 3-home run game. I mean,
now that happens too. Late,
I mean,
the season.
Does there a better matchup than Verlander Sale? Maybe Verlander Kluber.
Well, and Verlander here relatively recently ran into some trouble for a few starts. So I mean, it's not outrageous. The odds aren't up right now for that one. But I've got the Yankees 8.5 against the A's today. That's not a shock. And that's just kind of an average line, I guess, for baseball. I tell you what I really like is the Astros have had their issues against Kluber. I'm going to go look up all the splits against him in the matchup. But, you know, this is where the Astros' ability to run and get some things going on a base pass, whether it's stolen bases, hit and run, the ability to go first to third, just take the extra bases. This is where their solid team speed really has a chance to come into play because they may have to manufacture a run here or there to get the win in this one. If Kluber's on a little bit of a roll, it may take something as easy as, you know, you may end up seeing them go some old school baseball, maybe not intentionally, where they're going to have to steal a base, have Altuve go first to second, and then hit one on the ground where Altuve can get to third, maybe on the, you know, on the right side, and then sack fly. Something that basic, or ground out and Altuve scores.
Oh, no.
Something that basic, because you got to make the most of your opportunities against Kluber.
One run. Listen, whoever scores first has a huge advantage. Huge advantage against the other guys. Score first wins the game. Score first wins this game.
Oh, wait, here's the...
You got a prop?
You got 6.5.
6.5 is the number.
Astros are -150, which means you got to win 15 to win 10. 6.5 over is -125. So they're leaning towards the over. Makes sense. But
that's
6.5 is a low number.
You know what tonight is?
For an American League game. It's 8.5.
8.5.
Yep.
And that's more... Well, I mean, the A's are using bullpen. They're going with their bullpen. Mm-hmm. And Severino, a lot of people are upset. Yankees are...
Severino! Did you grow up with a Severino in
Baldo
Chicago?
Baldo Severino.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Hey, man, the Baldo.
Yeah. But listen, a lot of people are upset. They think Jay Happ should be their starter for game one.
Knock it out.
That's why everybody's like, the Yankees... Mm. If everybody is clamoring for Jay Happ instead of Luis Severino,
he was an Astro during bad times.
Yeah, I mean,
remember that?
Yes,
I mean Jay Happ was. It's weird. There's actually some decent baseball players who were with the Astros during the ugly time.
JD Martinez, any good?
He was the first one I thought of.
Tony wants to get in here on the show. Hey, Tony, what's going on?
Good morning, guys.
Good, man. We're almost in playoff baseball.
What is worse, the Madden curse or the ATB curse? But beyond that, UFC 229 this weekend. I just wanted to see if you guys thought the performance at that press conference last week between Khabib and Conor, if it maybe changed your outlook on the outcome of the fight and whatnot.
Well, what do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean by that? I don't know what I mean, are you talking about the... Where he brought out the alcohol, and I don't put anything into any press conferences. Khabib is a killer. Conor McGregor's not afraid of anybody. I think the fronting that happens at press conferences is irrelevant to me in this fight. That fight is going to be a great fight. Khabib is a small favorite, relatively small favorite. He's a big, strong guy, and if he gets Conor McGregor, it gets him down. Conor's going to be in a lot of trouble. But no, I still give McGregor's been through so many of these big fights. I still give McGregor, when he gets focused for a fight, he's really, really, really good. I actually like Conor
McGregor.
With all due respect to everyone.
Whoa.
I said,
that's what he said. Khabib. He said, with all due respect to everyone.
Bleep everyone.
What?
26-0.
That's not all due respect to everyone.
Khabib. Conor McGregor.
With all due respect to the Texans' offensive line.
God, what a great! You got Tony Ferguson and Anthony Pettis, and there's talk about whoever wins that fight, the Khabib versus McGregor fight, and the winner of Ferguson Pettis, which could be a really, really good fight.
Okay, which pay per view will you buy? The McGregor Khabib or the Phil Tiger?
No, first one yes, second one no.
Phil Tiger. Is that what you're buying?
Actually, I'm going to be in Dallas, so I got to go find a place to watch McGregor. I'm not missing McGregor Khabib, so we can figure that one out. But I'm going to be in Dallas watching it somewhere. I don't know what sports bar, where I'm going to be, but I'll be watching it somewhere. Or I'll just be watching off Periscope somewhere on my iPad. I'll just be looking for someone's Periscope with their recording their TV, showing it on Periscope. Hit me up on direct message if you're watching it. You got your iPad right there, trained on your TV, real nice and close and tight, and your Periscope. And let me know because I'll watch right off your feed.
Yeah, that'll be. That'll
That's
be
how fun. I watch Connor versus when we had the hurricane. I found out somebody else in the neighborhood was dumb like me and ordered that fight for $100 billion, McGregor versus Floyd, when a hurricane was jumping off. DirecTV struggled to give me good coverage when I was having those finger bands that smashed rain on top of us. So I had my iPad out and I was searching through Periscopes around the country looking for people who were broadcasting the fight, and I'd find some, and that's how I'd watch it. I'd watch it on the iPad. I'd already paid for it, so I'm like, well, I'm not going to not watch this. I was stupid. I should have called DirecTV and got it taken off. Just said, we had a hurricane. You could have gotten. After the hurricane, people were like, if you don't need to pay your bills or anything with the hurricane, we understand. Give you forgiveness on your house, on your mortgage, your car. There was a lot of bill forgiveness stuff. I should have just said, that's kind of first world problems. I'd like to have this pay-per-view taken off because of the hurricane. I couldn't watch it properly. Did you get flooded out? No, but...
No. But
the reception wasn't great.
If you had DirecTV, right. Your reception.
No, you were done with a rainstorm like that.
Yeah.
Shout out DirecTV commercial.
Well, that's sorry.
I mean, it was the truth.
You better get yourself up on YouTube TV. Don't have those type of problems.
But you can't. I couldn't watch a.
You can't
pay-per-view,
watch
view, right? I couldn't have done that.
I don't know.
Explain YouTube TV. How does it work? Because I'm not going to sign up for it. So how does it work?
I'm not going to sign up for it, but explain to me how.
No,
it works.
I want to know in case I ever do want to sign up.
You don't
up
get
for
every
it.
Channel. Like, for example, some of you are big Astro fans, so you're screwed. It doesn't provide AT&T Sportsnet.
Right.
Me, I can live without it. I can find the Astros on a stream someplace, so I can do without it. It does hurt you on the internet because it's all Wi-Fi, so you better have a nice setup with your internet access, or it could be. But from what where
you mean
I
in terms
sit,
of fast connection,
right. And it takes up a lot of bandwidth. So I already got unlimited a warning, data. Like,
but
hey,
you can't get AT&T on it.
That's what I'm saying. If you're an Astro or Rocket fan, you're going to have to find your access someplace else.
Can't do that.
What is your bandwidth warning?
You're like the Michelle Beadle of producers. You can't watch.
No, I can't. No, there's a thing called Reddit streams where you can watch any game you
trust
like.
Trust me.
It's easy. Don't worry about it.
It's not a problem.
It's not a problem for me. Don't worry about it. I can watch any game I'd like.
What else?
Any game.
So I don't want to go through all that. I just want to change my channel.
What was your bandwidth thing?
Like if you are a person like me who likes to watch a lot of shows and maybe download a couple shows, at some point you might get that warning. Hey, this is your first overage, so maybe if you keep doing this, we're going to have to start charging you extra.
Ooh, yeah, that's not great.
So I think that was because I was downloading shows as opposed to just watching them, like so I can have them for later. But really, it's just like any other service. You have your own demand. You can actually save stuff for later.
Can you watch it on smart TV or you have to watch on computer?
It's two different things. I have a smart TV, so the app is included. The YouTube TV's app is included, but you also can broadcast it from your computer to your TV or watch it
can
on your computer.
Can you pause like a DVR?
Can pause, yes, like a DVR.
Yeah. I find that I'm not using that many channels. I mean, I really.
Yeah, I don't need
get home,
all the channels.
Here's what
I'm
I do
offered.
I turn on Netflix and watch my Netflix.
Honestly,
shows.
I pay for every channel, and I never.
That's why I made the switch, because there are
HBO,
channels I never use.
Never.
I watch
ESPN. The major networks for sports. I really don't even watch network shows anymore. I really don't. And I'm just like, man, I sure have got a lot of channels. I watch Alone on, is it A&E or FX? A&E, I think it's A&E, where they drop people off in like Patagonia or Vancouver Island, and these survivalists have to try to live out there. And that's interesting to me.
Yep.
I'll watch 60 Days In, where they regular people just go to jail to be undercover and to help the basically be undercover. Well, they go in supposedly to help the jailer with what issues, like drugs are coming in this way, basically to be snitches. But really what they're doing is just test themselves to see how they would do in a jail scenario. That's really all it is. And they have to, and some people like start smoking. They start doing whatever the hooch is there. They start taking whatever they can take.
Well, like, that's just fun. That's called fun.
And that's, And they're just supposedly fun. Like, if you guys do this stuff, you could actually end up in jail. We'll put real charges on you, but they never do put charges on anybody.
If you don't mind it, the real benefit for YouTube TV is the price. Like, I know you've told me the price, what you're paying.
Stupid.
I'm under $50.
Under what?
Under 50.
Under 50.
Yeah, and then you need to watch your Rockets and Astros, and you're not going to go Reddit stream, so you're going to have to stick with your current provider.
Well, here's the deal. If you want to watch less TV and make more love, a lot of people want to do that. Make more love. Well, maybe you're having a problem with your lovemaking experience right now. 4hymns.com. 4hymns.com. Try it the first month. $5. Get you started for just $5. While supplies last, see website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. 4hymns.com/John5. And you say, how could you do $5? Well, it's well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you combat the ED. And here's the deal, is you don't have to go to the doctor's office. You don't have to take off the work to go to the doctor's office. You don't have to sit in the waiting room. You don't have to talk to the doctor about this embarrassing situation. You don't have to pay pharmacy prices for your prescriptions. I mean, you answer a few quick questions and chat with a doctor for confidential review. It's so easy. On your laptop, at home, whenever, okay? Products shipped directly to your door. Being your best means performing your best, and you want to do that now. 4hymns.com/John5. $5 gets you started. 4hymns.com/John5. You're having issues in the bedroom? 4hymns.com/John5.
I got the money in the power. Once you get a little, they just want to take you down, cuz we've been
going hard. Hey, guys, so when it comes to looking for cars, I understand that it's something that can be stressful. And I know the prices have gone up over the last few years. It's like something you can't even stop. But one of the ways that Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC is trying to help you is they're going to get the standard dealer rebates and dealer cash back, things like that. And you can find those at LanceZCars.com. But they go that extra mile. They do things like offering you the highest trade-in value that you're going to find for your vehicle. I mean, they're just not going to be beat. Craig DeSurf will not be beat on it. The second thing they'll do is they offer a huge selection of cars. And as I mentioned, you can see all the vehicles. The inventory search is 329 right now over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They offer that to you so that you don't have to settle for a vehicle you don't want. Get the car, the truck, the SUV, or the crossover that you're looking for from any of the sides. The other thing that they do is their customer service is the best bar none. And here's how good they are. If you cannot make it down to Angleton, let's say that you see something online, you love it, but you can't make it down to Angleton, you're just too busy and you'd love to buy from them. You say, Lance, I just can't drive 40 minutes down there. It's too tight. My schedule's too tight. They can actually bring the paperwork and bring the car to you. That's how good they are. They will go that extra mile to make sure that you're taken care of. Of course, you can get, car washes for free when you sign up with them and anytime that you go get your service taken care of. But that trip to Angleton definitely is worth it because they're great people. You get great prices, great selection, and they will make sure that you love your experience and get the vehicle you're looking for. Make sure that you check them out online at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. Don't forget, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Jose Altuve, MVP, World Series champion, and a big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Chevy, find new roads.
Play. Zer. Yeah. E.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. They did something on the NFL morning thing, Dale. If you were to rewrite the top NFL top 100 players, who would be the top three right now from the first quarter?
Mahomes, Mac. Who would be three for me?
Gurley, Goff.
Yeah, you'd have to go look at one of the Rams. I'm trying to see if there's another defensive player we're not paying attention to.
JJ?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kendall Lamb?
That's incorrect. JJ, I am interested to see him go against actual tackles that are maybe good, but he has been good the last
couple. He's been the second best defensive player in the league.
Yes, and I don't know who Khalil Mack's abusing on a week-to-week basis either, so it's not fair to say that about JJ, because who knows who Khalil Mack is actually beating up on, too. Yeah, JJ's put up those numbers. I'm trying to think if there's a secondary player, and really, because all we do is focus on pass rushers.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. It looks like, and it was – I'm going to tell you this. You want to talk about some stones. The Cleveland Browns are not getting enough credit. First – they really took a chance going with Baker instead of Darnold. True or not? I mean, everybody thought Darnold was the okay. And they look like they're right. Baker looks like he can handle, not only handle it, but he's got a chance to excel. And Denzel Ward, everybody criticized him for taking Denzel Ward. Mm-hmm. And Denzel Ward looks like, holy cow, dude can play.
He's got a ton of turnovers already. He's a really good cover man. He's got two interceptions. He's forced a fumble. He's off to a – he had two interceptions in his first two games, I remember. In his first game against the Steelers. And then where was the fumble recovery or forced fumble? That was
– was it Pittsburgh?
Forced fumble was the Jets.
Yeah, it was the Jets.
I could swear he had something against the Saints too, but I guess not. But, yeah, Denzel Ward is off to a good start. What has Bradley Chubb done so far?
He 10 combined tackles, 1.5 sacks.
All right. So far. That's rookie. That's okay. Well, that was the guy that I thought was a no-brainer.
Didn't you also pick Darius Leonard as going to be a guy that was going to do big things, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, that was, you know, I thought he was a second rounder, not in the first.
No, but you... Well, I don't want to out you on this, but what? you thought he had a chance to be rookie of the year.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Because linebackers make a bunch of plays.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I thought.
And right now, he probably is.
He's up there
defensive
pretty,
rookie
he's
of
up
the year.
There pretty high. I didn't do as much against the Texans, but yeah, he's up there pretty high. This guy, Darius Leonard, if you looked at his, I don't know that I've ever seen a guy put up bigger stats. It was at South Carolina State. So everyone's like, South Carolina State. But I watched his game in 2016 against Clemson, where he had like 15 tackles against Clemson. You know, when you do certain things against the big boys, that matters to me.
Absolutely.
It means that you belong. And sure enough, he's just – Darius Leonard is – oh, against Texans, he did have 13 tackles.
And a sack. He's and got sack. 54 tackles and 4 sacks.
He's already got – yeah, he was 2,600-1. He's got right now 54 tackles. How many sacks, Dale?
Four
sacks, two pass breakups, and a forced fumble.
Through four games.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I mean, he's on pace.
Maybe your boy Ballard knew something.
He's on pace for 200 tackles. It's up there around the highest ever recorded in the NFL.
As a
rookie. And they got to do a lot of tackling in Indianapolis because they're not too good on defense.
Right, but he's not doing that from the safety position. He's doing that from the linebacker position,
no.
Which is much better.
No, it's a good position. There were people who thought he was a fourth and fifth rounder. I was like, Guy ran he came in as a wide receiver who is 190 pounds. Now he runs a 4.59 linebacker. Those guys are – I like fast linebackers. This just in – I like when the Texans can be fast. Zach Cunningham had a couple really good plays the other day. I thought Zach had a better game.
Yeah,
against the Indianapolis Colts.
He better. But Dylan Cole down now.
Yeah, man, Dylan Cole. This is two straight years that guy's had to go to IR. That's not a good feeling. And even worse than that, this Will Fuller thing is really on my nerves. This, you know, it's great to be an explosive player, and I think Will Fuller is a very talented. He's not dropping anything this year. This year he's catching everything, and it looks like legit catches, not double catches. But if you keep having this hamstring stuff, and if you don't know, same thing with Leonard Fournette. I mean, if you don't know when you can count on guys, what value do they have?
Well, he's still valuable.
I mean, the Chris, this is one of the things that bothers me about the Chris Paul signing is you just and Eric Gordon, I mean, all these guys, when can you like can you always count on them? Because you couldn't at the very, very end when it was very, very important, Chris just broke down through no fault of his own, but that's where he was. Will Fuller's early in his career. This is early to be having all these injuries. We already know if he gets hit hard, you know, it could be a wrap. But the soft tissue stuff, I mean, come on. Is he, Will Fuller ever going to give you a full season? Are we always going to have to see him dealing with this? Because it's not just going to extend. You know it's going to extend into this week. I bet you Will Fuller doesn't play this week. So not only did he have to leave last week's game, I bet he's not a starter this week.
Well, that's
and he's already missed a game, remember?
Yeah.
He missed first game of the season.
Yeah.
This would be the second out of the first five games. He left in game four. I mean, I don't care how many touchdowns you get, you still need to be available to the team.
Yeah. There's no, I mean, what are you going to say? The dude's hurt all the time. What are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
Well, you're going to look for another wide receiver to add depth.
But
Sammy Coates isn't it.
You need depth anyway.
Yeah,
you do.
You need it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that roster. Look, this roster really wasn't in good shape. We know they didn't have enough draft picks to get a tackle. They could have maybe prioritized the tackle. They could have maybe traded and got into the second. They obviously didn't have a grade on
Or they could have picked up a free agent tackle.
Yeah, only Nate Solder.
Yeah.
They could have outbid the Giants and paid him $70 million, I guess, 60-some-odd million guaranteed, which that's not optimal.
Well, they could have done that for the last few years, though.
The better option is, it's not just last year.
No.
People are like, what do they do?
Yeah.
The Texans have shirked the tackle spot for about 3 years in a row.
Yep.
So the way I look at it, I'd rather take my lumps this year and go target a first-round tackle next year. That's what I'd rather do. And I had somebody early in the season like, they better not be drafting a tackle. You got Davenport and you got Rankins. I said, well, let's let it play out and see what you think then. Because I already knew what I thought about both of those guys as tackle. And I said, let's just see how it plays out. What about Chantrell? You guys play seven games in 2 years, and that will be eight games in 3 years? Chantrell Henderson will have played eight games in 3 years. No thanks.
Oh, and by the way, Kiki QT better work out because Bruce Ellington is on the IR every year. Every year he's been in the league, he's finished on the IR.
Man, there's a lot of injury stuff the Texans go through. Some of it's just, you know, there's nothing you can do about it, but there's some major injury stuff. Jadeveon Clowney with his stuff over the years. J.J. Watt. You had Deshaun last year. You've got Will Fuller.
Clowney.
Always having to deal with injuries. You've got... who else?
Although Clowney the last couple
Kevin
of years
Johnson.
Has been helping.
Yeah, Kevin Johnson.
Well, thank God.
Well, you know what? I'd rather have him on the field based on what they have now. Well, he still tackles guys after they make the catch.
Not all the time.
Zach Pascal?
Not all the time.
Do y'all see what the Colts did to these guys?
Yeah. You know what? If
Rodgers
Kevin,
and Pascal.
If Kevin Johnson was on the field, it would have been 51-29.
No,
yeah.
No, it wouldn't have been worse than what you had.
No, would have been way worse. Kevin Johnson was the worst cornerback in the NFL, dude.
Kayvon Webster and whoever else they have out there. I mean, that's not
honestly
good.
When Kevin Johnson and I hate guys getting hurt. When he got hurt, the Texans got better.
They did give up over 400 yards, didn't they? How many yards did Andrew Luck throw for?
He threw for like 450 without Kevin Johnson. I don't know that he would have been worse than that.
Yeah, yeah.
How?
How?
They're going to beat my practice squad guys.
64 and four touchdowns.
Andrew
How could it be
Luck
worse?
Is just like, everyone's like, Andrew Luck is back, folks.
And Andrew Luck had, the previous 2 weeks, it was 179 against the Redskins.
I know.
164 against the Eagles.
And then he gets to play the 164.
And I'm telling you, it would have been worse. It would have been worse.
All of a sudden, he's an MVP candidate.
I mean, he gives up catches, but these guys were getting beat too often. Aaron Colvin. Oh, what a shocker. Aaron Colvin's hurt. There's another guy that's hurt. Let's get back to the Astros. This is the same. It runs into the same dead end. You know what? The Texans are like a really terrible... What are they called? The streets that don't go through the cul-de-sac. The Texans are like a cul-de-sac in an old, run-down neighborhood. And it's just like, can I get out of here?
No.
Nope. And somebody has blocked off the entrance, too. So you can't get in or out. It's like... And all it does is it just keeps getting, every year, it's just getting a little bit more run down and dilapidated. You got that one guy.
Graffiti. You got to keep reading the same graffiti over and over.
Not even graffiti. Graffiti at least adds some color to it. It's like, it just gets duller and duller.
It's just a bunch of crabgrass.
Duller and duller.
The Dallas grass that's in the yard that grows up real high. And Like, why is somebody parking their car in the yard? Can somebody get the homeowners? Oh, that's right. There is no homeowners association
here. There's a push lawnmower without the wheels in the front yard.
No. Broken basket with no net.
The kids who leave their stuff is just in the cul-de-sac driveway. I mean, the cul-de-sac
itself. Big wheels? The big wheels sitting out there.
Laying across the road.
Dirty.
Yeah, just in the middle of everything. Like, man, I want to move out of here.
There's this giant stray cat who looks at you when you drive by. Doesn't even lift up his head. He's like, what you going to do about it?
Man, I can't wait till a new owner gentrifies this place.
I can't wait until
Jim Crane gentrified the Astros.
Yeah,
like,
you did. Ooh, you
think? Ooh, this is nice. Look what we've got right here. A hot yoga place that just opened up with Springer's wife.
And look what Tilma did. Brought in Chris Paul and Mello.
Well, Chris Paul.
Well, what's wrong? I can't think of an analogy there, but Daryl Morey has had a fine Midtown location.
Yeah.
Like it's been a hot happening place. You know, all that. It's been a nice little spot for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, Crane came in and, did some huge rebuild, and it's like, this place is now where everyone's moving. It's like Edo. It's just coming up. You know what the Texans are like? What's that place? They're like, whatever the
I wouldn't name a place.
Broke down ass.
No.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Oh, you mean like janky ass Subway?
I'm thinking about it, but.
There's a janky ass Subway on this cul-de-sac? What?
Yeah.
And it stinks on top of it?
Can I take a shot at Baytown?
No, we got people who listen in Baytown.
Oh.
Our very own Trey is from Baytown.
Did y'all see that? By the way, I know you saw it, Dale. Did you see this? The famous video where he didn't even flinch.
Yeah.
And then it's been rebuffed because they showed the video of Kobe Bryant was sitting there. Matt Barnes, the famous video was Matt Barnes is going to throw it in Kobe's face and make Kobe flinch. I don't know. It still feels like
he's
close enough.
I know, but it was to the side, though.
Yeah.
When you look at the overhead view.
He's less of a badass today than he was yesterday.
Nah, he's still saying badass.
No.
He got in LeBron's face
so
and shut him down.
And you know what? Just like everything else about Kobe, it's phony.
Why do you think he's phony?
He's the biggest phony ever.
How? You don't think he's a competitor?
I think he just tried to be Michael Jordan and with his jaw like this.
Chicago guy getting upset.
Oh, you didn't know about this?
I didn't know about it.
I can't stand Kobe the phony. Stop with Kobe. He's the worst.
He's got like,
wait for it.
How many rings does he have?
Rapist.
There it is.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
All right. All right.
Here we go.
Dan, you made me do it. There.
Alleged.
How's that?
Alleged.
How's that taste?
I made
alleged.
Him. You know what I need to make you do?
Allegedly.
I need to make you call Bill
money.
Advisor. Yeah, I need to make you call Bill Advisor because Bill Advisor will save you on those outrageous rates. And that includes satellite. They knocked my satellite down so far, and they got me credits on top of it. I'm telling you right now, when you get your new bills versus what your old bills are, and they run, and what they do at the very end, they go, okay, we've got your satellite cut to this, or we got your cable cut to this, whatever it is. We were able to get you an unlimited data plan and free HBO. We combined them since you both use, AT&T or Uverse or whatever you have. And they run through all the savings they have, and they start to add it up, and you realize how quickly it adds up. And when you're paying $12.99 a month, honestly, I don't even know how they make money. They're $12.99 a month. They make $150 from you for the entire year. Their average savings is well over $900. And many people are getting into the $1,000 and even $2,000 range. Oh, actually, it's gotten into the $4,000 and high $4,000 range. If you have been letting your bills just sit there at their rates over and over and over for years and years, you are going to be astounded at how much they come in and save you at Bill Advisor. And even if you are relatively new with a lot of those companies, they can still cut them and save them for you as well. Let Bill Advisor go to work on your bills and renegotiate you to new customer prices. You deserve it. BillAdvisor.com. Text GO to 232323, and they will get started working on your bills today.
Time to talk about my guy, Leonard Courtright, over at Allied Siding and Windows. It just doesn't get any better what he's doing over there. And he explained to me, he said, make sure that you tell everybody, if you're going to redo your siding, go with the best company. Go with the best siding. Get that non-prorated 30-year warranty. Get this siding that is, honestly, by all accounts, is the best. The James Hardy Plank is the best siding in the business. Don't put up inferior siding. Get something that's going to last forever for the life of your home. And then when you and sell your home, that's another point is that look, this outside is good forever. It is going to be there and be the best. So you got that. And go with the best installer as well. How about an installer, Allied Siding and Windows, a Courtright family company that's been around for over 30 years, 40,000 customers, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, manufacturer-trained installation teams. I need you to call 713-WINDOWS. Tell them I sent you. Get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home siding purchase. And right now, you get that whole home siding purchase, zero down, an average of $150. A month. Call Allied now at 713-WINDOWS or text Allied to 25827.
It's Lance Zierlein. Tune in to Granato and I every Monday morning at 8 for the Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week. We're going to highlight a standout play each week presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store. Don't miss out on the Diamond Play every Monday.
Houston is all systems go!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, we got a new listener on the app. His name is Chad. Well, how basic is he? Good Lord.
We just got a new listener.
He's basic.
No, he's not.
His name is Chad. Do you see what Barstool is doing every time a college bro does something? They call him. He said, "Chad, hey Chad, well done, Chad." That's their name for him.
Becky is the girl name.
Yeah, well,
Becky's
Beyonce made that famous, right? Because
that's Becky here.
Or J Lo, who made that famous?
No, Beyonce. Becky Beyonce. With the good hair.
Yeah,
Jenny from the block.
Jenny from the block.
She is Jenny.
The Texans are Groundhog Day. Why are you guys throwing shade at poor people? Shake my head. Then we're not throwing shade at poor people, but that's a crappy cul-de-sac.
No, okay? We're saying
it's a crappy cul-de-sac. Sorry. Yeah. No,
they've got hundreds of millions of dollars. If you are in an area that you are in that area, there's nothing wrong with it. The Texans have made choices to live somewhere where they can't get out of the cul-de-sac. It's blocked off. You can't get out of the cul-de-sac.
No. Either Kobe hit on Wendy or Wendy thinks Kobe is hot. No, none of that. And I didn't dream that I dreamt Joey Votto had sex with my
wife. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all about my dream. You're going to love this one. I dreamed that I was in some big, where kind of like at a little bit of a party, but I was just standing around talking. And I was talking to friends or a couple people. Or it might have been you guys.
Was it a gay Oscar party?
No. Way better. It was.
Wait, what's better than a gay Oscar party?
Well, actually, nothing. But this was actually not good. This is a very vivid dream I had where I'm sitting around, and I might have been just with you two guys watching an Astros game.
Dolly's dreaming about you again.
Tyler White got a hit. Are you ready for this? Tyler White got a hit, and I yell out, way too loud, by the way, "White power!" And everyone stops and looks, and I notice it's Leslie Jones and Colin Jost, and it's like the entire cast of Saturday Night Live is staring at me. And in that moment of my dream, I realized that I was a new cast member at Saturday Night Live, and they were like, and Michael Che goes, "You know you're done, right?" And I went, "Hold on, let me explain what's going on here." And I tried to explain the Tyler White thing, and then I just got mad in the middle of it and said, "You know what? I don't care. If I'm not going to be in Saturday Night Live anymore just because of this, then I didn't want to be here anywhere." And then, Sashida Zamita or whatever her name was, she's not even in the cast anymore. She was just sitting there shaking her head at me, looking at me like,
Yeah.
And I just had all of Saturday Night Live.
But I had your back on this one.
You weren't there anymore.
As opposed to John's dreams.
Just send the runner! Send the runner!
I was screaming at Gary Pettis through my window.
Was that a dream?
I was a kid, I was. I don't know why Gary Pettis wouldn't send the runner through my bedroom window. I don't know.
Dude, send the runner! Send the runner!
Screaming that.
Boy, you usually don't have to scream at Gary Pettis to send the runner.
Oh, well.
That's usually not really an issue.
Last year we had to scream at him to send a runner sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
This is all I see him do. Yeah, but having all of Saturday Night Live upset with me and then losing my... I guess I had a Saturday Night Live gig. I'd just been added to the cast, and they're like, well, grand opening, grand closing. You just yelled out white power. Well, yeah, I could yell white supremacy, Tyler White thing.
White privilege. Right.
White.
Nickname. If I'd have said
since
that,
he's
okay.
Supreme, though, I kind of like white supremacy.
It's a bad thing to say out loud.
Definitely in front of the Saturday okay. Night Live cast.
Would our president say it?
No.
Depends.
There's bad people on both sides.
No, it depends.
There's good people on both sides.
Had he decided to make fun of an alleged sexual assault victim? Had he done that first? And then he might do
already,
it?
He's already done that.
Okay, then check. Yes. He might do that then.
Check.
If you missed it, that happened last night.
Check. He did. I love that guy. He's the best. It's not Pasadena. Stop. The Texans are not Pasadena. Okay?
What was that, Lance?
What was that? I heard that.
I said, I've heard my knee hurts. Yeah. The Texans are Groundhog's Day is what you mentioned. Right. Jackie said that. I feel like that it really is the case because doesn't this feel like many other years we've had where you start off with all the hope being erased early on?
Yes.
Like early on, you have no hope. And then Gary Kubiak Texans where you build up hope as the season. Like, wait a minute. Well, actually, Gary Kubiak's Texans would kill in December when it was meaningless and get to 8 wins.
Isn't this Bill O'Brien's second year? Isn't this his second year when he started 0-3 and then went 9-7 and made the playoffs? We were 9-7. We did make the playoffs.
I don't think he started 0-3 before.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think they did.
Okay. Let's see. 2015. 2015, they started 0-2. 1-4.
Mm-hmm.
0-2, 1-4. And then finished 9-7, made the playoffs, and lost 30-0 to Kansas City. This is that season. Even though it's 0-3, it's the same thing. This is that season.
Mm-hmm. And what are the Astros' season? Groundhog Day from a title season.
Yeah.
Same exact season, only instead of pitchers being hurt, it was hitters.
Do you feel like, though, this is a tougher series than Boston last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because you were... I was just terrified. Terrified of Sale. Yeah. Like, for whatever reason, I'm not... Probably because he just Randy Johnson's me in my head subconsciously. I'm just not terrified of Kluber, and I know I should be. I know everything in my being tells me I should be terrified of Kluber. But I don't know. For whatever reason, I'm not. I feel like they can get to him.
Yeah. Hey, listen. During the regular season, the Astros won the series 4-3. They looked really, really good in Cleveland. I'm not afraid of Keuchel starting. Who was it? Manny. Manny. He's very disappointed in Keuchel as the starter in Game 3. I'm not.
He doesn't like him on the road, apparently.
No, he doesn't like him on the road.
Well, I would have been okay with him at home, honestly, if they had flipped. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if they had flipped Cole and Keuchel. Wouldn't have been.
No.
Those are your top three guys. Just go win.
You know what was a top place of me? My wife is out of town right now. So, like, do you think I spent the last 2 days at Bayou Social, at Prime Social?
No, I don't think you did that.
Yeah. Do you think that I spent... That I went for the tournament yesterday.
Ooh, yesterday was today's Pot Limit.
Today's Pot Limit Omaha, yeah. But yesterday I also had a tournament every day at noon.
Are we going 3 days? Are we going back to back to back?
One never knows.
It's not a playoff game today that is going to take your attention away.
I mean, you can watch the A's and Yankees there tonight.
You can. Actually, they have 20 TVs that surround the location. Actually, 29 TVs. It's 20 tables, 29 TVs. I got news for you. It gets filled up there. All the poker players from around the city have gone there, but there are plenty of guys who are neighborhood players who now go play there on a regular basis and who do big things. John and I have both been making money at the final table. You end up chopping with chip stacks in these tournaments, and the tournaments allow you to play whatever strategy you want to play, or you can go get in a cash game and go make your money in an hour, in 2 hours if you want to do that. I mean, I'm just here to tell you right now that at Prime Social, you can find action, whether it's Fixed Limit Omaha, Pot Limit Omaha, No Limit Hold'em. They've got great food so you can eat right there at the tables. Don't worry about it for lunch. Go in and play the tournament and have something great to eat at Prime Social. I can tell you this, with their oversized leather chairs, brand new tables, great amenities that they have. You're going to be in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere, valet parking, security on site. Everything about Prime Social makes it a lot of fun, including, of course, competing for real money in their tournaments or cash games. PrimeSocialTX.com is the website. Hey, head down to 7801 Westheimer between Hillcroft / Voss and Fondren, and you'll find it right there, a big standalone building waiting for you. It's Prime Social. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com. For you and your denial.
Hey. Hey, yo, Sap, what's good, bruh? Hey, yo, the flask. Been the boom. Yeah, you know it's me. Taking on them.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The song is called Donald Trump. That's why he was doing that.
Yeah.
John.
We're going to go after the victim, and I'm going to tell her Raymond Kavanaugh gets confirmed. I'm going to tweet it and embarrass you. Then I'm going to get Jeff Sessions, and I'm going to make him. Although he's off of Sessions now.
Yeah, for now.
For now.
Jeff's like, oh, this is great. Glad this is going on.
Isn't there somebody at the FBI you could go after now?
Rush is a scam. Right, President?
Yeah.
Just get him. Don't say anything about me, please.
Over here.
Your Honor. Well, he's not Your Honor.
Crazy Gerald was 2-for-11 last night. 1-for-9 from three.
I mean, it happens.
I'd say.
That's Crazy Gerald. What are you going to do?
What about Michael Carter-Williams? 5-of-6. And 9-for-11 from the free throw line.
We didn't address that with Derek when he called earlier, but Michael Carter-Williams is probably the true wild card, but wild card in the sense that there's a lot of people who didn't think he was going to make the team, who thought that Michael Carter-Williams might be the odd man out. He's off to a good start. He's a long player who can maybe give you a couple different positions. He's one of those long switching type defenders. If he plays well, boy, that would be huge for the Rockets to have that kind of, you know, long defender on the bench, because that's what they lost with two small forwards. So, yeah, he's interesting. Michael Carter-Williams is an interesting one. Daryl's tried to play Reclamation Project with a number of former lottery picks that have busted, and it, like, never works out.
Yeah.
If you bust as a lottery pick, you're probably not good. But Daryl always takes a chance, because his thought, I think, is, look, if you were good enough to be a lottery pick, you've got some talent. Let's see if there's anything we can do to make it work. And so far, he hasn't been able to make it work with those guys, but maybe this will be the guy that they can kind of reclaim as a capable backup.
Yeah. In the league. Quite possibly, but we'll see. Bruno Caboclo, Dell, if you could describe Bruno Caboclo, what would you say?
I'm going to go 5'9".
Okay.
Full beard.
Okay.
Full beard.
Any kind of spaghetti sauce on his jersey?
We call that gravy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think he's got spaghetti gravy on
maybe
there?
Maybe not on his jersey, but certainly on his undershirt. He would right. wear his jersey his while he's eating.
On his day goatee?
I don't say that. You do.
Right. We call it gravy.
Right.
I could see that.
Yeah. Well, you would be wrong on all accounts. He's 6'9", Brazilian. Does not look like a Bruno. He is, though. He is. Did you even know who
what
Bruno?
What do Brunos look like?
Brunos look like what Dell just described. He's got the gravy stain, right?
Full beard is actually a pretty good guess.
He's probably in sandals with white socks. Okay. And he's
if they're stout. Basketball players off the court, they could be.
We call them slides. He's talking about those full on in right. between the no, toe sandals.
I'm talking like a 60-year-old doing this.
Yeah,
all right, with a pot belly.
Hey, look at me. What did you? Bruno Caboclo. What's his name?
Caboclo.
Hey, you remember me, Bruno Caboclo?
Did you know Bruno Caboclo? No,
I can shoot it from a distance.
No one did. No one knew Bruno Caboclo.
I'm a shooter from distance.
Yeah. But apparently he's a thing with the Houston Rockets. No one knew him.
That sounds like a witness protection name.
No. Bruno Caboclo, this is a guy the Rockets are actually very excited about. He's the one Daryl put an Instagram post about. It says Daryl Morey had an Instagram post, and I had to go look it up. Like, what the hell is Daryl talking about? Daryl Morey said, Bruno Caboclo is 0 years away, was his Instagram post. And I was like, what the hell is this? 4 years ago, ESPN's Fran Fraschilla infamously declared that Bruno Caboclo was 2 years away from being 2 years as the Toronto Raptors selected a relatively unknown Brazilian with the 20th pick of the draft, which I don't remember that. Those 2 years plus two more years have come and gone, but Rockets general manager apparently hasn't forgotten Fraschilla's quip, implying on Instagram that Caboclo has finally arrived with his 0 years away. Morey's social media snark carries at least a modicum of sincerity. He signed him to an Exhibit 10 contract last month. For the Rockets, the move carries virtually no risk, but has potential for some surprise upside. Specifically, the Exhibit 10 contract will give Houston the option to keep Caboclo within their system, either as a two-way player or a full-time member of the Vipers. So I would assume he's going to turn into Viper ball.
He's going to be a Viper.
But he's 6'9" with nearly 8-foot wingspan.
Hmm. More than likely a Viper. And by the way, Michael Carter-Williams is playing right now. Brandon Knight is out. Right? So Brandon Knight is going to be the guy that... So,
well, that's why the thought was Michael Carter-Williams could have a hard time making it. But that's why it's very important that he's having these games. Like, preseason's really big for him.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Just making the team for him.
He was once dubbed the Brazilian Kevin Durant. Bruno? This is exciting stuff, guys.
It's not his name.
He's 2 years away from being 2 years away, though.
For the player once dubbed the Brazilian Kevin Durant. That is his name.
Mm. That was 4 years ago. Yeah, now he's ready to go. Now he's the Brazilian
Bruno.
Bruno, yeah.
I'm going to go look at Bruno's tweets and see if anyone underneath it goes, man, you're awesome, Bruno. Everything that you do, and like if Bruno's got his own burner account that he's arguing with.
Is Kevin Durant the American Bruno Caboclo?
I hope. Be good things about
because
Bruno.
Nobody appreciates Kevin Durant. I don't know if you heard those. He'll never win a regular season award because no one gives him any credit.
He's winning MVP the two winner. Finals MVPs is not what he's
two
looking
finals
for?
MVPs and he's won an MVP. And he's
no,
won
he doesn't. MVP. He's not appreciated.
And he's already won a most valuable.
Well,
player
he said team. He's not appreciated.
Well,
he'll never
did,
win an award.
You did something that people don't like. So, oh well.
No, all the haters. No one's getting. No one likes him.
He's already won that award. And he's won two finals MVPs.
Yeah, so, but nobody
and
likes him.
No one appreciates him.
But he can't. Nobody appreciates him. He's not appreciated. You know what I like to do when I'm watching Kevin Durant? Drink Coors Lights.
I'm glad it went there, not someplace else.
No.
No, that would be me.
I wasn't going to go to four hymns.
Well, that's real. Okay. When Kevin Durant's playing ball.
No, I like to drink Coors Light. Of course,
what about when you're watching Kobe?
I like... I get disgusted, and I need a Coors Light when I'm watching Kobe.
Okay,
because I'm disgusted. When I'm watching James Harden, I'm happy, and I'm drinking Coors Light. Okay? Yeah, James. And when I'm happy, I drink Coors Lights. When I'm sad, I want a Coors Lights. When I'm meh, and when it's a 40-degree day, I want a Coors Light.
Preach on, brother.
You're damn right. When it doesn't matter what, when I'm playing golf, like today, I need a Coors Light.
Poker?
When I play poker, drink Coors Light. Yep.
At your daughter's wedding?
I drink Coors Lights. Okay.
With a slice of cheesecake?
Yeah, I like Coors Light. Okay. Doesn't matter what it is. When I'm eating pasta and gravy, what do? Coors Light. If you're looking for, listen, the world's most refreshing beer, I saw it on a billboard. It can't be a lie. It is cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Just 100 calories, 6 carbs. If you're going to drink beer, I don't always drink beer. Like this morning, I'm not drinking any beer. But when I do drink beer, I drink Coors Light. And let this train keep
on riding, riding on. With all due respect to everyone, f*** everyone.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.